From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. In a ceremony that Kenya's government warned could be treason, opposition leader Raila Odinga was sworn in as the people's president Tuesday. Jeff Custer has more.
It was a mock inauguration protesting President Uhuru Kenyatta's new term after months of deadly election turmoil. The government cut live transmissions by the country's top three TV channels as a crowd of thousands gathered at Nairobi Park for the event. The Kenya Editors Guild said in a statement that Kenyatta had, quote, expressly threatened to shut down and revoke the licenses of any media house that aired live broadcasts. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Southern Yemeni separatists have taken control of the port city of Aden after 2 days of fighting, according to residents. They're confining the internationally recognized government of President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi to the presidential palace. Fighting between southern separatists backed by the United Arab Emirates against forces loyal to Saudi-based President Hadi risk crippling their once united campaign against the Iran-aligned Houthi movement in Yemen's north. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to highlight a strong economy and call for bipartisan action on immigration as he gives the State of the Union speech Tuesday evening. White House officials said Trump will discuss jobs, the economy, and tax reform, as well as call on lawmakers to approve his trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. Several Democrats will also give shorter response speeches after the president finishes his address. VOA will provide complete coverage of the State of the Union address beginning Wednesday evening or Wednesday morning at 1:45 Universal Time. This is VOA News. Associated Press journalists say the scene that they saw no one hurt after a rocket was fired from northern Syria and hit a building in the Turkish border town of Kilis. Isha Shirai has the details.
The rocket is believed to have been launched from the Afrin region, where the Turkish military is conducting a cross-border operation that began on January 20th to drive out Syrian Kurdish fighters. Multiple rocket attacks on Kilis and the border town of Reyhanli since then have killed three people, two of them Syrian refugees, and wounded more than 20 others. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
South Korea expressed regret Tuesday over North Korea's cancellation of a joint project plan for next month's Winter Olympics. Seoul's Unification Ministry sent a message over a cross-border communication channel demanding the North to fulfill mutual agreements over a set of conciliatory gestures to mark the Winter Games in Pyeongchang. Monday night, North Korea sent a message saying it won't hold a joint cultural event at North Korea's Diamond Mountain on February 4th. Ministry officials said they expect a joint training session between the country's non-Olympic skiers and a North Korean ski resort to go ahead as planned. The Catalan Parliament speaker said Tuesday the vote for a new regional head planned for that day had been postponed, but insisted that self-exiled former leader Carlos Puigdemont was the only viable candidate to lead Catalonia. Puigdemont is the subject of an arrest warrant for leading the secessionist bid. He is now in Brussels and faces arrest the minute he sets foot again in Spain. He and his allies have suggested electing Puigdemont and having him rule via proxy or by video link from Belgium. President Vladimir Putin said the release of a U.S. list of Russian businessmen close to the Kremlin was an unfriendly act, but Moscow did not currently plan to retaliate.
What's the sense of these actions? I don't understand. But it is, of course, an unfriendly act. It complicates the already difficult situation in Russian-American relations and, of course, harms the international relations as a whole.
The U.S. Treasury Department named major Russian businessmen in a so-called oligarchs list, which was released earlier on Tuesday. South African anti-apartheid veteran Winnie Madikizela Mandela, ex-wife of late President Nelson Mandela, was discharged from hospital on Tuesday after being treated for a kidney infection, a spokesman for Mandela said. Madikizela Mandela was admitted to Johannesburg's Mill Park Hospital around 10 days ago. She had been in and out of hospitals since 2016 for back and knee surgery. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.